This is the Pacific Coast Highway in Malibu. I hope you can hear me. Yes, I am driving a convertible, but it is a borrowed one. And I'm not listening to the Beach Boys because that's just a cliche, but I am looking at the fantastic view along this amazing stretch of coastline. Beautiful houses, palm trees, blue sky, the sea, you get the whole picture. I'm looking for a really nice beach to sit on for the afternoon. And that's not as easy as it sounds. There are big sprawling public beaches here, but most of the beaches are sealed off by these very swanky looking houses. And a big row has been going on for many years about allowing public access to those beaches. And the person I'm due to meet thinks she's found a solution.
This is Carbon Beach, but it's known by a lot of people as Billionaire's Beach. A lot of the entertainment industry folks have houses here. You would call them art museums or mansions. They're very, very, very large.
Jenny Price has been campaigning for years to open up beaches which look private to the public.
There's 27 miles of Malibu coast. 20 miles of those are walled off by private development. You can bomb up and down the PCH all day and not see a single access way potentially. There should be about 5 per mile. And so on those 20 miles, there should be over 100 access ways, and we have 17. And they're really, really hard to find. A lot of them have confusing signage, so you might think it's private or the gate doesn't look like it's open. They're just really, really tough to find.
Now, you've been campaigning for a long time to try and get access to beach.
Yeah, so I've been working on sort of on the battles for public beach access in Malibu for about 10 years. I've written guides.
Okay, but now new technology has come along, and this is where Ben Adair comes in. Have you got the app with you?
Mm-hmm.
Can I have a look?
Sure. Well, so this is an example of where our smartphones are really one of the best tools we have for accessing these types of things. So it's real simple. You just open up your phone, open up the app, and there you can see a map with all the access ways in Malibu. Pictures of all the access ways, which is really important because sometimes the access ways can be hidden by really creative gardening or really creative signage that people put out to try to keep them separate. There's one right there where you can see two hedges that someone has planted and cut around the access way, so you can't really see it unless you're looking straight in on it.
I canvassed opinion. Are you an owner of one of these $100 million houses?
No, I'm not. I wish, yeah.
But you're using the beach.
Yeah. One of my friends directed me from over there. Pretty much had to find our own way back onto the beach, so that's how we found it.
Bit of a secret then, bit of a challenge to get here.
Bit of a challenge, yeah.
A friend of mine turned me onto it the other day. I took her to another beach that was like a private spot that I found out about, and she's like, oh, let's go here. It's really mellow, and David Geffen lives here, and it's blah, 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 and so... Even growing up here my whole life, I'd never been to this exact spot, and now it's like a cool little secret.
If you were in one of these houses,
buddy,
you wouldn't want anyone
I can
you?
Listen, I totally get it. I wouldn't want anybody to be on my beach either, so I get it. But hell, it's beautiful, so we want to be out here. We all want what we don't have, right?
Eventually, I found someone living in one of the mansions to give the opposite view.
People shouldn't walk by people's gated houses. It's private property.
But the beach is public.
Yeah, they can go down another road and walk over there.
I think for the most part, people pay a lot of money to live here so that it's quiet and it's private, and they don't want people walking by. That's why there's that big gate.
Right. And what kind of problems do you have?
People not picking up after their dogs. There's no parking down here.
Trash.
Yeah, littering. That's about it.
Yeah,
security. It's usually just privacy.
And there'll be less of that as word about the app gets around.
You know, honestly, with this app, I think it'll bring a lot more people down on any given day. It's going to be pretty imperceptible.
That was a fantastic afternoon on the beach. I'm heading back into Los Angeles now, but I'm sure I'll be back pretty soon with a newfound knowledge of people's private beaches. And you know what? I might even play the Beach Boys next time.